Hey, it's your boy, TBC, Tully Banta Kane, on the Jokes and Jocks podcast with my co-host,
G. Hey Wiley, your favorite Blazian.
And coming to you live from where I believe he's at, in Phoenix or somewhere in Arizona, the very multi-talented, the one and only, Prince Amu Kamara. What's up, homie?
What's good, y'all? I gotta match y'all's energy.
Come on, y'all.
Hey, I just gotta say right now, this is like a blessing that you put that you got Prince on, man. I have been a fan of yours since you got drafted, baby.
Don't gas me, you lying.
No, I'm a huge Giants fan, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, then respect. Okay, I appreciate that.
Oh, hell yeah, man. He's like, oh, we got Prince on. I was like, wait. We got who? This is so great. I'm super excited. Hope you can hear me. I'm super excited. I'm like a kid in the candy store right now, man. This is amazing.
Well, I am chocolate. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm married. I'm kidding.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
I was trying to play with the pun.
You was trying to bring the jokes, Tully.
Yeah, exactly. Yo. It's jokes and jocks. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's right. You got to keep them coming around here. Let's go. So, yeah, man, what part of the world you in right now, bro?
No, you got it right. I'm in Arizona.
Okay. What's the weather like over there right now? About 1,000 degrees?
It's a little overcast. It's reading 99, so just one below 100. So it's 99 right now.
Damn.
It's not bad, man.
I
love your positivity, man.
What is it?
she says she loves my positivity.
I mean, you might as well, you know, I mean, no pun intended, but you might as well be in Africa right now in that kind of heat, bro. Good Lord.
No joke.
We're used to triple digits around this time. I mean, we just got out of them. It's usually around, I mean, it's been like, you know, in the summers, we get 118, 117, 122 and stuff like that, which isn't bad. I tell everyone who lives here, if you stay here, just stay your butt here. You good. Don't go to Flagstaff. Don't go up north. Don't go to San Diego. Don't go to L.A. Don't go to Tahoe. Like, just stay here. Because once you leave here and you experience 75, 80 degree weather, and then you come back, yeah, your skin gonna melt off. But just stay your butt home. Endure.
That just sounds like too much work, man. Honestly.
So, living in Arizona, do you get like a lot of, implants? Like people just moving in there, or would you say you're meeting or seeing more people that are like born and raised in Arizona? Because I feel like everybody's moving to Arizona for some reason.
No, that is true. I mean, I wouldn't say some reason. We know what the reason is. But I would say Arizona got a lot of people coming down here more than usual, starting of 2020, you know, during the pandemic and everything that was going on. I'm sure politics had something to do with that. I'm sure real estate rising had something to do with that. And I'm sure people's career, like job-wise, like that stability. Because Arizona, I say that we're California's like cousin. Like we don't have the beach, but we have nice weather. We have similar restaurants, similar vibe,
and our lakes. Housing is just
we have some lakes. They're probably man-made, but even like we're getting people from Washington and stuff like that in California. So what people are doing is selling their homes, selling their 1,000 square foot homes that they probably sold for $2 to $3 million. Then come here and buy like a $700,000 to $800,000 house and living like a king and queen and stuff like that. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the one thing that Arizona has is room. You guys have space.
Yes.
And like the the ability to, like, something can be built from nothing in a matter of a month.
Exactly.
It's insane. How I just remember, like, going to Arizona to visit family friends, and like there would be like nothing. There'd be like dirt, and then a month later, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, here's our home." I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me!" Like, do you guys have any laws to like? Do you have any laws as far as like that's concerned? Because here in Cali, like they give like they take as much money as possible for you to build a home. So instead of like something that should be done in like 6 months, it takes like 2.5 years. Because of like all the permits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, we definitely have rules and regulations. We don't play about construction. Like, yeah, we do get it done.
Yeah.
So question. So I know, you know, we know your NFL career was illustrious. You started off with the Giants. You were drafted in the first round out of Nebraska, did your thing, won a Super Bowl. Then after Nebraska, after the Giants, you went to, was it Arizona?
Jacksonville. Had a cup of coffee.
Had a cup of coffee in Jacksonville
for a year. Yeah. Then Chicago for three, and then Arizona.
So, is that a normal thing? Sorry to interrupt you guys, but is that a normal thing? I had a cup of coffee in Jacksonville. Like you only well, have like, I mean, 1 year.
Yeah, it's just a quick 1 year deal, like right. In and out. And with where I was in my career, that's considered they call it like a prove it year, right? Like I was young.
Right.
Okay, I did it. And I go into free agency. I don't get the money that I was anticipating. So you know what? Right. All right, let me do a prove it year. Let me try to prove to the other teams that that I'm deserving of one. And then in hopes that I have a great year. And then I do get a big one.
Right. And is that why you ended up, I mean, in Arizona living now, or you were born and raised in Arizona?
So I actually was born in Boston. I was born in Boston.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. I can't believe I never told you that. I was born in Boston.
So I thought he knew.
No, I never told him that. My dad served our country in the military, and so I was born on a base there. It's called Fort Devens, I believe, in Leominster, Massachusetts. And so and then after that we moved to New Jersey till I was five. And then came out here. So my parents are from Nigeria. And so they went to the extreme cold on the east side. And then they came to the extreme hot over here on the west coast and stuff like that. So I've been in Arizona since I was five.
I was just about to say, I'm like, but fortunately you got to stay in Arizona because a lot of military kids. So that's the one thing, Prince, you and I have in common. I'm a military brat too. Yeah, I was born in Newport News, Virginia, and then we moved to Oklahoma to the other military base, and then fortunately we moved to San Pedro and then to Manhattan Beach, and then we stayed. But there's a lot of moving. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of moving. There so it's, you got really, really blessed to like be able to stay in Arizona. Did your dad get shifted anywhere or your family get shifted anywhere?
Yeah, so it's so funny. So my dad... So in Nigeria, or I don't know how it works in other places overseas, but in order to come to the States, like that's everyone's dream, right? Everyone wants to come to America, the land of the free, in order to get a better living for their family. And so there's a lottery that has to happen. So my dad kind of won the lottery to come to Arizona. I mean, to come to the States. And so he started to work, do some things. He was a taxi driver, worked at McDonald's and stuff like that. And then he said he was walking and these army dudes approached him and they were like so nice and like promised him that he could bring his wife over and stuff like that. And then he said, as soon as he got in, he said it was yes, sir, no, sir. And stuff like that. So he said it was not what they made it out to be. It's like about for years.
Okay. breaking up a little bit.
Sorry. Prince, you're breaking up a little bit.
What was that, Tyler? Oh.
You're breaking up a little bit, but you're
can
good.
Can you hear me?
No, you're good now. You're good now.
Can you hear me? So,
Rob, you're breaking up again. That's that Arizona heat. The Arizona heat got the heat waves out there messing up the frequencies, bro. Come on. But yo, so you're a military brat too? G? I didn't know that.
Yeah. My dad actually got drafted, so he didn't have no choice. He fought in Vietnam. He was a transport pilot. Basically, he transported the healthy bodies from base to the fighting ground and then back. So he's getting shot at in the middle of it. So he had major PTSD, but my parents actually met in the military. I'm wondering how Prince's parents met, because for him to I'm assuming they were already married when he joined the military, but he's right on that. Like, they're nice to you when they're trying to recruit you. It's like anything. It's like football, you know? They try to butter your bread and be like, oh my gosh, it's going to be an amazing experience. You're going to love it here. It's going to be the shit, da da, whatever. And then all of a sudden it's yes sir, no sir. Like, the tide changes real quick when you join a team.
Yeah. But I mean, I think if they have to be like that, because I think if they tell you it's going to be hardcore, they're going to deter a lot of people. So you got to say, you know, it's going to be a great experience. We're going to pay your GI Bill, blah, blah, blah. Because there is, you know, there's the whole, we wouldn't pretty much have a military if everyone knew that it wasn't.
Very true.
So Prince, your parents were together, already when he joined the military. And was he in, he was in this country already, but your mom was not.
My mom was not. And my sister wasn't. Either. Okay. And so, when you joined the military, I think there was something that happened to where they fulfilled their promise and allowed, him to bring them over and stuff like that.
Okay. Man, have you ever thought of writing this down and making it a movie?
I was just thinking about that, but that's not even, I mean, there's so much more dramatic and more exciting stuff that, like, in my family. The thing is this though, and I don't know where we were going with this podcast, so I'm just going, I'm gonna have diarrhea at the mouth.
No, I love it. Do it.
But the thing is this, is like, so growing up, right, all I see is that you're black, I'm black. Like, that's all I know, right? Like, I don't really know my Nigerian heritage or culture yet. I know my parents speak a different language and stuff, but I don't know that I'm different than anybody else that I come in contact with that's just like, you know, African American, black, if that makes sense. And so there was a hope, there was a lot of like, and my parents raised us like with like Nigerian culture in our house. So then when I would leave the house and I would call things in my own language, and my friends would be like, what are you talking about? What's this? And I'm like, bro, this, and I'm calling it the name. No, this is called, my bad. Like, that's what we call it in my house and stuff. Like, and then even the garb and the attire that my parents wore, like, so my parents were, like, you know, like the Nigerian, like the dashikis and everything. Yeah. So my parents, we went to like basically an all white Catholic church. Like, and not saying that that's the rule that to go to the church, you have to be all white, obviously, because we're there. But I'm just saying that was just the demographic. Like, it was just like mostly all predominantly like white people. So picture us, we always came in late. So it's my parents and my five sisters and me, and we're walking right down the middle of all the pews. Everyone's just looking at us, and my parents, then they're wearing like their garb. And first of all, everyone's looking at us because we're late, and everyone's looking at us because we're not wearing suits and dresses like they're wearing. So we're different. And my parents, like, they do not care. Like, they strut. It's like a runway for them. And they're like, yeah, like, look at us. We styling and stuff. And we got our heads down as kids. Like, man, why are we here and stuff like that? And so I say this to say, is as I got older, I've grown to appreciate my culture side and kind of, like, accept that and kind of take that on. Like, dang, like, I really am Nigerian. Like, have some pride about it. Like, I really am Nigerian. And we are different and stuff like that. Like, people are talking about, like, they're in their homes, they're listening to jazz, like Miles Davis and Coltrane and all this stuff, and talking about like Peebo Bryson and all these, like, you know, all these soul R&B people. I'm listening to drums, trumpets, and flutes. Am I boom de boom de boom? Like, remember that, Tally, remember when we was at in AGT and these and Amukanama? What? Yeah, Amukanama was playing. Like, that's the chants and stuff. Like, that's what I'm listening to. So it was, so I had to really, like, learn, like, American Black culture and stuff like that. So it was, yeah, that was kind of like my upbringing.
I mean, that's what's up. I mean, I was just going to ask you, because, like, by the way, and it's actually been scientifically proven that Nigerians are the smartest.
Yes,
out of the African continent.
We are.
It's legit. Everybody Google it. Look it up. It's legit. So I was just wondering, I was like, you have to know about your Nigerian culture, because that's something that I feel like everybody, like, that is Nigerian, like, gets that. And I feel you, because, like I said, your favorite Blasian, I'm half Korean. So I'm like a female Heinz Ward. That's like the easiest way for me to tell people what I am. And so, but like, we used to have, so I feel you, because I used to bring bento boxes in the seventh grade to, like, for my lunch. And so it would have, like, all the food that, like, everybody eats now as adults are like, oh, Korean food's the bomb. I'm like, y'all weren't saying that when I was 12. Like, they're like, right, oh, this kimchi smells. Like, oh, this, like, what are you eating? It's so gross. Did you ever bring Nigerian food over? Like, did you, like, when you were a kid, like, did you have Nigerian food?
Cassava leaf, come on.
Yeah, no, I did. I ate it, but I don't think I ever, like, brought it over to anybody or anything like that. But I for sure ate it, for sure offered it to other people when they would come over and stuff like that. But if there was a potluck, I don't know if I was bringing that.
But you're, like, super health conscious too. I mean, we were talking, I was drinking a Red Bull in front of you the other day, and you're like, that has, like, aspartame or something in there, like
aspartame,
yeah. Whatever. But you are you very, like, will you only eat, like, home cooked Nigerian food, or are you just, like, in general, because you're an athlete, you're just very picky and selective with what you eat?
Yeah. So this is came from. So, Before I got into the league in 2011, never broken a bone, never really been hurt ever, like, a day in my life. Like, I really believed I was invincible. I get to the league and, like, I break my foot the first day. I tear my bicep. I tear my thumb. I get concussions, which is kind of like inevitable in a sense. I tear my chest, and it's just hamstrings, groins, all these pulls. And I'm thinking, like, what the heck? Like, where is this coming from? I mean, I've always eaten freaking two double cheeseburgers with mac sauce, no pickles. Like, I've always eaten that with soda, Shirley Temples. Like, why is my body now just breaking down now? And so I read there's a Netflix documentary, like a lot of them, like What the Health, Food Matters, and all this stuff. And so, and I try to go extreme. Like, I try to take a lot of stuff up, but I just really learned, like, you really are what you eat. And I started looking at food as medicine. And so I went from living to eat to eating to live. And so now I'm just really, really conscious on how my food is sourced. Right. And so, meaning, like, how was the, like, what were the cows eating? what were they? Were they pumped with anything? What the chickens were? Were they filled with antibiotics and growth hormones and other stuff? Was my vegetables was pesticides and poison sprayed on them? The orange juice I'm drinking, is it really orange juice? For the longest time, there was a juice called Tampico. I thought Tampico was real.
Oh, it's so good.
No, it is good. But
it's so delicious, though.
It's so good for you. And I
so
thought,
bad for
I
you.
Thought, I thought that was real orange juice. And then when you look at the ingredients, it's just to me, it's just like, all right, like it should just say oranges. But no, what is all this extra stuff and all these sugars and fake sugars and so yeah, so now. Yeah, so that's why I'm kind of like how I am. And right now, I care about how it's sourced. I still eat ice cream, right? But it just has to be organic and it has to just be clean and stuff like that. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at. I the one thing that was hard that I did not think was possible was the Gatorade. Because as an athlete, we're thinking like this Gatorade is life. Like you can't go on without drinking Gatorade. Like that's like your Michael Jordan's like secret juice or whatever. And so like the first couple of days when I cut that out, like, wow, I can get through practice with just water. It's like, oh, like that was, it was a game changer.
Did you replace it with anything? Because there are other things. So my boyfriend's like a huge health nut. So like there's a lot of things that you can replace with instead of Gatorade that are still give you those electrolytes that have no, that aren't just water. So do you replace it with anything other than that?
So there I will take, it's called Gator Lights, and I will take those only on game to prevent cramping. Coconut water I do, but other than that, it's really really strictly straight H2O, straight water. Yeah, and I felt I just felt the benefits from that.
Now, do you have a favorite type of water, like Smart Water, Fiji, Asensia?
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of these like new up and coming waters, or you just drink
like the pH waters?
Yeah, I'm more just spring. I mean, if I had a favorite brand, it'd be Mountain Valley, a spring water. I'm just like I've done my research. I'm all spring. If I have to drink purified or any of those things that are pH, then yeah, like if I'm forced to drink it, but I really just try to stay with anything that's really spring water. And to be honest, at the end of the day, you never know where the water is sourced or whatever, but I just use it as like a placebo effect, and as long as I believe it is, then it's working.
All right. Do you then you must go to a lot of farmers markets, man.
Yeah, yes, I go. No. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I go to I go to a lot of those. I mean, Whole Foods is probably, if you go and look at my, like, that's probably where I spend and invest a lot of money at. And then there's a spot called Erewhon in.
Yep, LA, I was just gonna ask you. Do you go to Erewhon?
That's my absolute favorite. Like,
dude,
I'm not even. I don't even live
expensive.
There, and I'm a member. Yeah, it is. But listen, I don't even live there, and I'm already a member. And it is, I would say it is more on the expensive side. Like anytime someone says like, but it costs so much to eat healthy. And I always say, well, have you checked the price of cancer treatments and stuff like that? But for Erewhon though, I'm not using that line. Like it really is a little bit more expensive, but to me, like that's like a steak dinner. Like that's one of those prices. Like if I'm gonna eat lunch or dinner, there, then I just count it as that. Like it's just as good as eating at Tao or Catch or whatever amazing restaurants. True Food Kitchen is one of my favorite places to go and stuff like that.
All right. When you're in LA, then do you go to like, oh shoot, what, they have like multiple locations, but there's one, my favorite one's in Santa Monica. It's like right on Main Street.
So I like Venice. I go to the one in Venice.
Okay. Do you go to Rose Cafe?
I haven't been there.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. So okay. There's not only do they have the cafe spot, everything's organic. Everything is like farm to table. And then they have like the dining area in the back. and that like has a ton of like rotisserie chickens. Like they'll have all your vegan options. Rose Cafe is legit. It is so good. It's delicious.
It's Rose?
Yeah. Rose, like Rose smelling Cafe. The rose.
Yeah, like, Rose Cafe. Okay.
Yeah, Rose Cafe. Oh, that place is bomb. Yeah. And then
that is depressing me right now, okay? Like, I want to be here, like, about to drink a beer and, like, grill up some steak tips.
And that's one thing. That's one thing I haven't drank or smoked yet in my life, and so I plan on doing it.
Wait, just so ever?
I can do it once. Ever, yeah. But I plan on doing it just so I can do it once, and so now I have to start doing my research because I'm gonna want to drink like an organic or type of clean alcoholic beverage. So
you can do like spiked kombucha.
Oh, like I didn't know.
Like
that.
You can. Yeah, like there's like I mean, technically kombucha already has alcohol in it, but
right.
You can do like a spiked kombucha where there's like more, the BVA, the alcohol content is a little bit more. So like, and that's,
I don't know, you know, Prince, it's a slippery slope, bro.
I think you're good where you are.
You know, you're going to be like, where's the organic cocaine at? Where's the organic?
I feel like Prince is a good solid, like has a solid head on his shoulders. Like if he hasn't done it now, it's like, I don't know if you're ever going to do it, my guy. Like I think that like maybe this just isn't your path. Maybe just regular kombucha is your path, not like the spiked kombucha.
But the hard kombuchas are actually really good. They're really good.
Yeah.
But
the ones on draft and stuff.
If you haven't done it, you know, I would go, you know, I would definitely take the baby steps. Because it's like Frank the Tank in old school. Once it hits your lips.
Yeah.
Once it hits your lips, good. There's no turning back.
Yeah, I mean.
What you got, G?
No, I was just going to say, I'm like, there's white, like, here's the thing. I feel like if he went over the top, and I don't know you well, Prince, but like, you seem like you're not somebody that's going to go like Frank the Tank. You're not going to be like, hey, let's go like balls the walls. And just like, I'm just going to drink that whole entire bottle of, hard kombucha or that whole entire bottle of vodka. Like, that's just, I don't see you as that. Maybe like one cocktail with like, it's like having a glass of wine with dinner. And also, if you do go that route, you're going to feel like shit the next day. You're legit going to feel horrible the next day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to make it celebratory, I think.
Yeah.
You know, what we talked about a little bit off of this podcast, Prince is talking about playing another season in the NFL. So that could be very fortuitous. And then the possibility of the finals for AGT is at hand as well. And if either of those things happen, which I believe they can, or if not both, I think that would be cause for celebration. And then at that point, we might be able to have a little, you know, a little celebratory toast of something light.
You can have like a glass of champagne.
That's not worth it. Dude, I've been, if anything, that's not, because I am waiting for another, like, big, like event to happen in order for me to take a sip. And so I didn't do it on my 30th. I didn't do it when I won the Super Bowl. I didn't do it when I got married. Like obviously it has to be something like bigger than getting re-signed again or something.
Wait, so, you didn't have a drink when you won the Super Bowl?
I did not.
Damn, man. Like,
but you got, you know, if you get to know Prince, you'll see that he's like naturally like high off life, drunk off life.
That's true. That's very true. You are. So, your energy is unmatched.
He doesn't need to. You don't need to add anything to Prince. He's already.
Yeah, you have a natural high. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
Okay. I guess I can see that right now. Then.
Exactly.
So cool, man. So I know we're getting into this part of the podcast where I'm going to ask you, I'm going to hit you with the rundown pretty soon, but. Before I do, you know, is there anything else you got going on outside of AGT and the NFL? Any businesses? I know you talked a little bit about real estate, but what are some of the things you're pursuing outside of those?
Man, I heard Kevin Hart say it best on another podcast. Kevin Hart said he's in the business of ownership. Ownership is his hobby. And so that's where I am right now. And so I get access and exposure to that through real estate. I just started a FedEx route. So basically, like, the FedEx trucks that deliver to your house, like, I own a couple of routes that does that. And we're doing some developing. Me and my wife were doing a 24 condo here in Arcadia. That's probably, Arcadia is almost like a like what Beverly Hills is to LA. So it's a nice area. And so I'm gonna
Arcadia in California or
in California?
No. Oh wow, there's an Arcadia in California. I didn't know that. So Arcadia, yeah. I said Arcadia. What Beverly Hills is to LA, that's what Arcadia is to like Phoenix, like very nice, prestigious spot. And so we're going to name the townhome complex after our daughter. So we're working on that. And then, I haven't said this yet. No, I'm not going to say it because we haven't announced it yet. So I'm not going to say it.
What did you say, Tony?
That's a whole nother thing.
Okay. Joke. Is this inside joke baller, inside joke shit that I don't know?
No. It's just one of his like wildest ideas I've heard ever, not even from him, but just ever. But but no, let's just say that we might have there might be some more additions to our family, plural and stuff like that. So I haven't said it. Oh, yeah, okay. So doing that, and then speaking of Nebraska, I got inducted to their Hall of Fame, so that happened.
Congrats! Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm very honored to have accomplished that. So yeah, so now we're just going.
Just going and flowing. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
And real quick, how did you even end up in Nebraska? You know, because I know
I wanted to ask that too.
Places, but why did that become a landing spot for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I played running back coming out of high school. I was offense, and so I was like Arizona Player of the Year, and so I'm trying to find places to play offense, and so I had offers from like Fresno State, Nevada, Colorado, Oregon State, and me and my best friend who also lives and is from Arizona, we had same offers. So we were basically going to go to the same school. Just one of us had to pick. And so we set up our visit for Nebraska, went there same time. He ended up getting, let's just say he wasn't all there the day he was meeting the head coach. So he was a little out of it. And then the head coach said, hey, like, how would you rate your visit? He said a 10 out of 10. He said, okay, well, what's stopping you from committing? He said, all right, I'm here. I'm committing. And then so he commits, and we had two other visits lined up. And so when he committed, I knew I was coming there. So basically, I got to Nebraska because me and my friend had a deal, and he committed based on the great time he had the night prior. So so that's how I got there. And so I say that I played offense beforehand because when I got there, they switched my position without telling me. And then I stayed at the position, and then it ended up working out.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Yo, Nebraska, I played Nebraska once in college, and that was probably the most intimidating atmosphere I've ever been in.
Really?
I mean, because, you know, Nebraska was a powerhouse at one point. They've kind of fallen off a little bit, but just, I mean, I'm sure the fan and the fans and the culture and the campus, I know the city of, what is it, Lincoln?
Yeah, Nebraska.
It's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Like, I know the whole city shuts down. I think it's the only professional gig in town, right? Is there any other sports in Nebraska?
No, we're real life rock stars.
So, I mean, that must have just been like, yeah, you were a rock star, big man on campus. You go first round. I think you were, All-American, all this, all that, you know, whatever. That's, I mean, I can't imagine what it was like playing there. I got some letters from Nebraska, but never was like high enough on their list. So that's awesome, man, that you were able to experience that. And then, you know, right after college, go to the New York Giants. Real quick, what was that like playing with the Giants, playing with Eli Manning, winning a Super Bowl? What was it, your rookie year or your second year?
Rookie year, yeah. Rookie year, we spanked the Patriots, boy.
That's hey. Right.
Come on. Hey, I wasn't on those teams.
I tell everyone said, oh, was it the year they went 17-0? No. Everyone always misses the 2011-2012 one where, like, Hernandez, like, God rest his soul, and then Rob Gronkowski, Ocho Cinco, was on the team then. So that was the one. But it was awesome, man. I feel like I didn't really get to appreciate that one because it was so early in my career. I was wet behind the ears. I was so green. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, I was just on a ride. Like, I didn't know what was going on. And so, and it kind of spoiled my whole career kind of, because like, I thought that's how it was going to be every year. And it obviously wasn't, but, I mean, playing with guys like Eli, Eli's someone I've watched on TV before going into the league. And so just realizing like, he is a normal person. Same thing. Listen, and it's so funny. Like when I was in New York, I was hurt. Me and another guy was hurt. His name is OC Uminora.
Uminora.
And when the team went somewhere, OC took me to the U.S. Open. And Tully, guess who I met? This is the first celebrity I've ever met. And guess who I met?
That?
Who do you think? Guess.
It had to be Venus. Do you meet Venus?
No.
Or Serena?
Tully would know because, no, oh my God, Justin Timberlake. So we met Justin. So we met Justin. Yeah. So we met Justin, and like I had like my sisters loved NSYNC. Like, so I knew everything about him, whatever. I had butterflies in my stomach. But then like after rapping like with Justin, I was there and I was like, man, these dudes are really like, they're regular people and stuff. So that's one thing I liked about my time in New York, is getting to meet the celebrities and realizing like, these people are real. These people I'm talking about them like they're just some like the elite of the elite, but they're like, the celebrities are just regular people. And so that's one thing I appreciate about my time in New York. And that's what I learned about Eli and all these other guys. Like, Eli pulls jokes like nobody else's business. I remember one time I go in the shower, I come back, my phone is in, I don't know what, it's either it's Chinese or Japanese, whatever they have it on iPhone. And I'm like, and I couldn't get out of it. So I had to go to someone else's phone, Google. Like, Eli just likes pulling pranks and stuff like that. So it was fun. Exactly.
Well, congrats on a great career, man. Congrats on beating my alma mater, the New England Patriots. I wasn't there, so you didn't beat me, but you did get my guy, TB, and the squad, and Belichick. So hats off to you guys. In a great career, man. Good stuff. Yeah. So with no further ado, I think it's time for the rundown. Let's get you out of here.
Okay.
And here's how the rundown works. I'm going to hit you with a few questions. That's a couple would you rathers, followed by the moment of truth. The moment of truth, I'm going to ask you a question that only you can answer, and it's a best case scenario situation. So here we go. Let's get started on the rundown. Here we go with Prince Amukamara, folks. Prince, would you rather be a bird or a fish?
A bird.
Bird.
Man, ain't nobody liking them fishies, man.
Nobody wants to be a fish.
Wants to be underwater all day.
I mean, how do you know, like, what's the difference? Like, a bird might think he's swimming, and a fish might think he's flying. It's all perspective.
True. Quite true.
That's all right, you know. Birds are birds, and they drop turds. Next question. If you could be an Avenger or a superhero from the DC or Marvel universe, who would it be and why?
Gosh, I don't even... See, that's assuming that I
I follow that stuff. Let me see. DC Marvel characters. I wouldn't even know.
Incredible Hulk, Batman, Superman.
Superman.
I see Superman.
You could be Professor X.
I see Hulk. Is Nightcrawler one of them?
Nightcrawler is?
Yeah, that's DC, right?
That's Marvel.
Marvel?
What does Thanos do? Everyone always talks about Thanos.
Oh, he's the bad guy, though.
For real?
Thanos is the bad guy. Yeah, Thanos is the bad guy. He's the one that wants to take over everybody.
What's Flash? I see Nightcrawler. What's Flash? The Flash.
Oh, he's the fastest one.
That's DC.
Yeah. And he goes really quickly. He's lightning. Mm.
I think, and then Nightcrawler, what's Nightcrawler's, what's his power?
Nightcrawler, he can crawl on walls. And
I'm Superman. I'll be Superman.
Teleport.
Yeah, I'm Superman.
Superman has it all.
But if he has kryptonite, he's
a bum. He's washed.
Yeah, he has nothing. Okay, cool. He's just regular person.
Yeah, I like Superman. That's good because you got super strength. You can fly. I don't know if he has
X-ray vision
through his eyes. Yeah. So yeah, okay. I'm doing Superman. It's easy.
Okay.
All right. Here's the next question.
Who would you be?
I would be Incredible Hulk.
Really?
Because I could be a human and just be normal, but if I get pissed off, it's a wrap for your ass.
Anybody gonna watch Superman on Disney?
Huh?
Anybody gonna watch She-Hulk on Disney?
No. No, I'm just kidding. I thought that got pulled.
No, it's on Disney Plus. I don't think it's on like you gotta stream it. Like you gotta go out of your way and whatever. It's on on national television.
She-Hulk. Yeah, I might check that out.
But I would be Professor X.
That's who I would want to be.
And you can stop time. You can stop everybody and then control other people and their movements and shit. I don't know.
It's a little sus. But it's cool. You want to be that?
I do it for mankind. I do it for mankind, for the good of mankind like he does.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's cool, G. Which brings me to my next question. It's very similar. Prince, would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts, or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history?
Internet history.
And we all know you're a Christian.
Internet history. Yeah, that's easy.
I feel like,
Prince, you have nothing to hide either way. No?
Nah, thoughts.
Okay.
You don't want to know them thoughts, huh? Okay.
No judgment. Judgment-free zone, man.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, next question. Would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago or an average person today?
Oh, man, that's tough. Average person today.
Average person today.
Yeah.
Can we ask why?
Gosh, I was like, man, are they going to ask me why or no?
You don't have to answer it.
No, I'll answer. I was thinking, I just like how it is. I just like the time that we're in now. I mean, I looked at it as okay, if I could have been a billionaire 1,000 years ago, it was is there private jets? Or do I get to buy this?
Right.
I'd rather just be an average person today and, just still live.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And also the royalty 1,000 years ago didn't live this long. So right. You wouldn't be enjoying life that long.
Exactly.
You might be dead at 10, man. So
I know, but you mean how good did they have it back then? You got servants.
No indoor plumbing?
Egyptians had plumbing, allegedly. You'd have somebody would wipe you down for you. You're the king. You're the prince.
You're the prince of the prince.
Okay. All right, average person today. All right, next question, couple more, and then we'll get you the moment of truth. We'll get you out of here. Would you rather find a rat in your kitchen or a roach in your bed?
Roach in my bed. Smaller. I could just kill it real quick. Like, rats are just, oh my God, just it just creeps me out.
Didn't you get any when you were in the city?
Yes, I've seen a lot of rats. I mean, even today, like when you go to the subway station, you still see them, but it's still, no. I like that little roach. I grew up with roaches, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, them rats in New York, bro. That's like, yeah. Them dudes, they're like human beings.
Dude, they look like rabbits. I used to live in New York too, Prince. They look like rabbits. They look like freaking full-blown cats and dogs. Like, they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Good answer. Roach in the bed. All right, last one. And I'm going to say this one's almost because we talked about a little bit of your eating habits. But would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat or never eat meat again?
Never eat meat again. I'm thinking, even if you taught me how to do that, I'm not going through all that just to get some. I'm good. I am good.
There's a movie I want you to watch and you'll never eat meat ever again.
It's called like Roadkill. The guy eats the roadkill.
No, it's a movie about this kid. He goes, it's a true story, and he goes to the, sorry to keep you, but he goes out to the wilderness to survive in the wilderness alone. He doesn't come back, and there's a reason why, and that's all I'm going to say. I'll look up I'll give it to Tully. I'll give the title of the movie to Tully. It freaked me the fuck out. I still eat meat, but it was so creepy. It was a sad story. Because he doesn't survive, but I'll send it to you. It's a really good movie.
I mean, I honestly think people probably wouldn't eat meat as much as they do if they saw the process of how the animal is killed and butchered and chopped up and gutted and blah blah blah.
And also, if you don't have the means right then and there to cut, butcher, and whatever, like, and there are bugs and parasites and stuff present, like they could crawl up in there and like make it very non-viable for you. And like, so that's what happens in the movie.
I'm gonna throw some steak tips in a little bit. All right. So we're going to go ahead and digress from this. And I'm going to hit my boy Prince with the moment of truth. Prince, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Moment of truth. Say you make it back in the NFL this year. Okay. And you have an opportunity to be on a team that's going to win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl. Or you could be on America's Got Talent and we get the wild card and we are in the finals and all the way to the finals and win it. But you have to pick one. Which one you want?
I'm going to the league, boy! Hurry up with the Niners, baby!
The Niners!
Hey, and the Super Bowl's in Phoenix this year. Come on.
Yes, I didn't think about that, but yes, sir.
Wow. You're going to leave us for the league, huh? Hey, I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all, brother. That's a good answer.
That's like asking one of the contestants, like, hey, like, would you want to continue with the AGT? Or would you like want to go on tour with Beyonce or something and open up? It's like,
Yeah, but I'm saying that we win. Yeah. I'm saying that you win it and you get the Vegas residency and the $1 million. Like, we win AGT. So would you rather win the Super Bowl or win AGT?
I'm still Super Bowl.
I mean, Tony, that's a rough one, man.
I tell everyone this, AGT was probably top five funnest experience of my life. Like, there's nothing performing on stage, especially in front of those judges, in front of the live fans. I mean, and that was like an elimination round, like talk about pressure and adrenaline and everything. But man, it's just like, I just had my, and tell you, I'm sure you've had
reunions too. I just had my 10-year reunion this past year with the Giants Super Bowl, and it was nothing like that. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just nothing like that.
Right. No, it is. It's one of the most awesome experiences. Yeah. But a Super Bowl, as you know, is like the cream. It's the tippy tip. So, good answer, man. There's no wrong answers on Jokes and Jocks.
Great answer.
Appreciate you coming on, brother. Is there any shout outs you want to give before we get up out of here?
Man, I want to shout out me. I want to give props to me because I'm kidding. I remember somebody saying that.
That's Snoop Dogg, like, right there.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's Snoop Dogg. Yeah, that was Snoop Dogg. No, man, I'm good, man. I appreciate y'all having me on J&J. Like, is that what it's called? That's called J&J?
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk.
Jokes and Jocks. Yeah. So this was fun. Very laid back, chill.
Dude, Prince, anytime.
Good.
Please come back.
For sure.
We'll bring you back, brother.
It's such a blessing to have you on this on the pod.
And we'll see you in the red and gold, hopefully this year.
Yes, sir.
Get
them hamstrings and them, you know, make sure you're not eating any of that aspartame and whatever it's called.
Aspartame.
Leave that alone, brother, and, you know, stay healthy, and we'll definitely be on the lookout for you, bro.
For sure.
All right, y'all. That's my show. That's our show. Come back next week on the Jokes and Jocks podcast. Holla at your boy and peace.
Should I hit him? Should I split him? Should I get him? You should just finish roll with him. Then I sit him down. Get up now. Click it down. Mac and